afternoon, everyone. This is David Janais. I'm your host on this, the 8th of December, 2017. And it's supposed to be summer here in Australia, but it's cold outside. This is really unusual weather. We've been raining and cold for about the last week, and this is our first week of summer. So I don't know what's going on, but something really weird is happening with the weather. And I'm actually rugged up here, which is quite unusual. So there we go. Some weird weather here in Adelaide, Australia. And the record rainfalls in Melbourne and snow in Tasmania. Right in the beginning of summer. How bizarre is that? So I'm enjoying my new eyes. For those of you who haven't caught up with me, I've had three or four surgeries in the last month. It's one of the reasons why we've had some repeats on the shows. I've been recovering. But I've got brand new eyes. I can see without glasses, which is absolutely marvelous. The best vision I've had in years and years. And I had cataracts removed. And would you believe I didn't know cataract could affect your vision so much? So that's pretty good. So I'm sitting back here looking at the computer screen without glasses, and people tell me, it's hard to get used to you without glasses. I should update the pictures on my website. Bit too late for my books, especially the latest book. It's Only a Metaphor, which is me on the front cover with my glasses. And if anyone's got that book, you'll notice the glasses are slightly crooked, which is a typical David Oates. And if you read It's Only a Metaphor, you will understand why that is typical David Oates, the glasses being slightly crooked. But now I don't have crooked glasses because I don't have glasses. So how about that? Very, very exciting stuff. All right, what else can I tell you about? Wedding plans are going well. June 16th, it will be in Adelaide, Australia. If anyone wants to come, that would be marvelous. We're going to have a reverse speech seminar the day after, on the Sunday. And we've got a special guest flying in from America to speak of that, Dr. Eldon Taylor, who's probably America's foremost expert on subliminal messages. So that's going to be good. It's going to be a real good reverse speech function. The invitations will be going out in the next couple of weeks. But, of course, anyone's welcome to come to the wedding and to the seminar. We're going to have a good seminar on the Sunday after. So we will keep you all posted on that as it comes around. Very exciting time for reverse speech. Also on the news front, we have a new app that has been built to replace the old app. The old app no longer functions on the new versions of iPhone. The app's fantastic, completely new design, and completely new interface. It looks great. It works well. Nice and simple and easy to use. It's a lot superior to the old app for those of you who had that. Hopefully, we'll be able to upload that to the App Store in about a week. And so for those of you who've got the old app, you'll get an automatic update, I believe. I'm not too sure how that works. I think you get an update. I know Jeff's listening. Jeff, maybe you could type in here exactly what happened. So I think they get an email, don't they? Yeah. Anyway, maybe Jeff's not listening. So you'll get an update. So, yeah, okay, all right. So, so what we're going to do today, there we go, that's all the news I think I've got for you. Everything else that progresses along well. We've got three training classes going right now. The practitioner course, which is almost over, so we'll have some new practitioners out there with a little bit of luck. And we're just finishing up an analyst class, and we have a new class that's about halfway through. So we're pretty busy on the training front, which keeps my weekends occupied. The next course starts April the 21st. If you that class is already half full, So if you're thinking about taking training, you be advised to sign up fairly quickly, because I can only take a maximum of 23 students. The room only holds 25, and we need some of the we need Deb and me and Jeff to have access to. So actually, that's 22 students, isn't it? Anyway, so there you go. So you need to be able to, if you're interested in taking training, sign up now. Wonderful field reverse speech. You're tapping directly into the unconscious and hearing the voice of the unconscious. And, of course, at the deeper levels, you're hearing the spirit itself speak to you, which is just very exciting stuff. And I love doing session work with clients and unraveling, seeing the eyes unravel as the voice of the unconscious speaks to them into very clear phrases. You know what? I need to be able to play your session tape again. I'll get permission from a client and we'll play you a whole session tape. I've done that on the show a couple of times about a year or so ago now, but it's been a while. So let me go and do that. Maybe next show we can actually take you through a session and explain the meanings of the metaphors as we go. And the metaphors are really where it's all at, as I explained in the show last week. I think we talked about metaphors. So there we go. Anyways, my guest in the second hour is reverse speech analyst Dolores Chisholm. She's got some amazing reversals on Sasquatch and Bigfoot. And I've listened to the reversals. They're remarkably clear. We're going to get some information from her about where she got the recording from and under what circumstances this recording was made. But the reversals are clear. I've listened to them just before we went on the show. So you better stay tuned for the second hour. That's going to be some interesting stuff. As always, we have a toll-free number if you want to call in and speak to us, and that's 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. So that's our toll-free number if you want to call in and speak to us. That's all the news. So what I'm going to do is we're going to get to some reversals, and we're going to continue going through the archives today, as I have been doing for for the whole year now, actually, haven't I? Been going through some of my old archived reversals. We played you a few on the moon landing and the Princess Di reversals last week, which have proved to be controversial. Anyway, there we go. I don't make the reversals up. I just report what I find or what my analysts find. Some of the reversals I get, a lot of these reversals I'm playing today actually came from Naomi in Canada, who is on the who works for me on a regular basis, finding all my current reversals, political reversals. I just don't get time to get to politics, unfortunately. Too busy doing work with clients. All right, so here we have Farrakhan bashing Israel. So let's play this one forwards. Here we go.
Really, they're not Jews. No. That's Satan. You should learn to call them by their real name. Satan. You're coming face to face with Satan, the arch deceiver, the enemy of God, and the enemy of the righteous. John the Revelator called him the synagogue of Satan.
Oh my, quite dramatic.
Oops. Yes, but Mark, it is.
Oops, sorry, I don't know what was happening there. I was clicking pause and it wouldn't stop. Okay, reversal says, yes, we're marking it.
Really, they're not Jews. Yes, but Mark, it is. Yes, but Mark, it is. Yes, but Mark, it is.
I don't know what he would mean by yes, we're marking it. But quite dramatic forward, that one. The Synagogue of Satan. Very dramatic. Sounds like a fundamentalist preacher preaching a sermon, hey? All right, here we have an interviewer and Podesta chatter. Okay, let's play it forward. Oops, hang on. Okay.
First, the investigation of the Russian penetration of the DNC emails. Yeah. They didn't even bother to send an agent to the DNC. They didn't call anybody senior in the...
This says, they're dead, and it's slimy.
It is dead, slimy.
Wow.
It is dead, slimy.
I'll be bothered.
It is dead, slimy.
Well, I'll be bothered. Isn't that amazing? Huh. All right, okay. Let us move on to the next one.
That it was possible. Everyone was so convinced that she was going to win, but there's a little look in your eye at the end that, again, many people have asked me, do you think Podesta somehow had the sense of fear, even though he's expressing confidence? Did you?
This one says, you want to be brief.
Do you want to be brief?
Huh.
Do you want to be brief? Do you want to be brief?
Huh. Yeah, you want to be brief. You want to be brief in your comments. Yeah, okay. All right, that's just a little bit of internal dialogue running. And here we have General H.R. McMasters. McMaster or McMasters? I don't know. Maybe it's McMaster.
And the use of pressure on the government to ensure that that government remains wholly sympathetic to Iranian interests.
And this one says, look after the she-wolf.
Look after the she-wolf.
Huh. Look after the she-wolf. Huh. All right, well, she-wolf, for those of you who don't know, is one of the many metaphors of reverse speech. It's a very powerful metaphor. It doesn't occur often. It occurs reasonably frequently, I guess, but not often. It's probably one of the most powerful metaphors of all. It's a part of the mind that creates and manifests our physical reality. Someone with a she-wolf metaphor would find a lot of synchronicities in their life, intuitive little incidences, deja vu, all symptoms of a she-wolf metaphor. So look after the she-wolf would tell me that he's got some keen instincts. And here he is again in the next reversal. Let's run this forwards.
And no longer have the confidence that they can live together, that they can advance their interests and allay their fears through the exercise of politics rather than through violence. And so if the Afghan alumni were a problem that resulted in the mass murder of over 3,000 Americans on September 11, 2001, the Iraq and Syria alumni is a problem that is going to be orders of magnitude greater.
And this one says, reveal it.
Reveal it.
Huh.
Reveal it. Reveal it.
Huh. All right. Yeah, well, fair enough. Reveal it. Okay, all right. Here we have another one. Let's run it forward.
Armed conflict.
Hang on.
And if we neglect that, if we think that that's optional, we will not get a sustainable outcome.
Okay. Look, my mouse is jumping. Yeah, I don't know. It's been bothering me for a week now. It's driving me crazy. And go and get a new mouse because this one is ridiculous. All right, now we'll try it. Here we go with the forwards.
A war that, again, teaches us that the consolidation of gains is an integral part of war and armed conflict. And if we neglect that, if we think that that's optional, we will not get to sustainable outcomes.
And this one says, share the loss.
Share the loss.
Huh.
Share the loss.
Yep.
Share the loss.
Huh. I wonder what the loss is that he is sharing. Okay, here's the next one.
And no longer have the confidence that they can live together, that they can advance their interests and allay their fears through the exercise of politics rather than through violence. And so if the Afghan alumni were a problem that resulted in the mass murder of over 3,000 Americans on September 11, 2001, the Iraq and Syria alumni is a problem that is going to be orders of magnitude greater.
And this one says, they are normally fine.
Yeah, I'm normally fine.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm normally fine. Yeah, I'm normally fine.
Huh. Interesting. Okay, all right. And we've got the next one.
Politically, by developing partner capabilities, sustained efforts over time, economically, reform efforts that really didn't kick in South Korea until the 1980s.
You fascinated me.
You fascinated me.
Yeah, right. It could be you fascinated it.
You fascinated it.
Is what I hear there. All right, next one along.
But it's exacerbated by the fact that in those other periods, the Army had recently been modernized with new equipment, new aircraft. That's not the case this time. We've improved a lot of our equipment. We've developed equipment specifically for Iraq and Afghanistan and sustained counterinsurgency efforts and campaigns there.
And this one says, you mustn't seek the concept.
You mustn't seek the concept.
Huh.
You mustn't seek the concept.
Okay, fair enough. He mustn't seek the concept. All right, here we have Pence, Vice President Pence, introducing Donald Trump.
I want to give special appreciation to Leader McConnell and Leader Schumer. Thank you so much for both being here tonight. Thank you for your service to the nation.
And here we have him say, show us together.
Show us together.
Huh.
Show us together.
Yes, all there. Show us together. Yep. And here we have John Podesta on Russians and losing due to Pizzagate. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go.
That even I think if you look at the publicity or the for this forum itself, it's like someone leaked the emails,
right,
John Podesta's emails.
As opposed to some stolen.
As opposed to the Russian property. Intelligence stole.
And this is force them off.
Force them off.
Force them off. Force them off.
Huh. I don't know what you would mean by force them off. Here we have a rather aggressive reversal coming up.
To know what I would be reading from that particular period. No, look, I've been around in politics for a long time. I've got a pretty tough hide, and it's painful.
And this is fuck you, God.
Fuck you, fuck.
Fuck you, fuck. Fuck you, fuck.
Huh, wonder why he would say that. F you, God.
Fuck you, fuck.
Fuck you, fuck.
I actually heard F you black then.
Fuck you, fuck.
Fuck you, fuck.
Huh. Interesting. Well, it's not God, is it? It's something else. It's blood? Black?
Fuck you, fuck.
Fuck you, fuck.
Well, that's a bit of an imprecise reversal. That's all I can say. All right, then we've got the next one along.
You don't see it, you don't feel it if you're largely living in reality and in a mainstream media world.
And this one says, horrific belief.
Horrific belief.
Huh.
Horrific belief. Horrific belief.
Yeah, certainly there. Yeah, no doubt about that. And then we've got the next one.
What needs to happen is a much more serious investigation.
And this one is shake it sadness. There we go. There goes my mouse again. Hang on a sec. I can just jumping all over the screen. Why do they do this? All right. Here we go. Shake it sadness.
Shake it sadness.
Shake it sadness. Shake its sadness.
Shake its sadness.
Shake its sadness.
Shake its sadness. Shake its sadness.
Huh. What's the sadness? I want to listen to the forwards again on this one.
What needs to happen is a much more serious investigation.
This is about losing to Pizzagate and shake its sadness.
Shake its sadness.
Shake its sadness. Shake its sadness.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. All right. Okay. Then we have the next one on Podesta. Here's the forwards.
That even I think if you look at the publicity or the for this forum itself, it's like someone leaked the emails,
right,
John Podesta's emails.
As opposed to some stolen.
As opposed to the Russian property. Intelligence stole.
This is a silver blood.
Silver blood.
Huh. Wonder what silver blood would be. Silver. Silver blood, what a strange reversal. Huh. Anyway, I'm sure we'll be going to break any second, so I don't think I... Well, it doesn't look like it yet, so we'll see if we can fit one more reversal in. Here we go.
Even as late as October, on October 7th, the day that Assange started, the other thing that happened on that date, when he started leaking the emails, was Jim...
I knew we were coming up to a break. We'll look at this reversal when we get back. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Okay, we're back. Was it just me, or did that commercial seem to speed up halfway through. I was listening to the ad for the session work, and it seemed to speed up towards the end, and then it went back to normal. Very weird. Anyway, all right, here we go. Here we go with this reversal here. Just let me get out the toll-free number again if you want to call in and speak to me. It is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Okay, here's the next forwards.
Even as late as October, on October 7th, the day that Assange started, the other thing that happened on that date, when he started leaking the emails, was Jim Comey's decision that he didn't want to sign on to the letter that the Director of National Intelligence and the Secretary of Homeland Security put forward that said the Russians are hacking the U.S. election. They're using these hacks to directly interfere with the U.S. election.
And here he says, we survived their arch, NASA, they're dead. Wow, what an interesting reversal. Let's run that again. We survived their arch, NASA, they're dead. Huh, interesting. We survived their arch, NASA, they're dead. What a strange reversal. It's amazing how NASA keeps on coming up in reverse speech. I find it a lot. And none of the other agencies seem to come up, like CIA or FBI or... But there's another reference to NASA. Very strange. All right, here we have another reversal on Podesta.
A guy who's I know who volunteered to cook at a fundraiser for Hillary, who runs a pizzeria, upscale pizzeria in Washington, D.C., was accused, along with myself, my brother, and others, of running a child sex ring out of the pizza parlor. Mainstream media, like, debunked that instantly.
I still have some questions about that, by the way.
But you can't pull that back.
And this one says, your lawyer.
Your lawyer.
Your lawyer.
Huh.
Your lawyer.
Huh. I don't know, maybe he got lawyered up on it. Who knows? All right, here's the reporter to Sean Spicer.
And then the second thing is, anyone from the White House up to the president been interviewed by the FBI as part of this investigation?
Not that I'm aware of.
And this one is, I love you.
Are you happy?
What a strange reversal. I love you. All right, okay. All right, here's a Sean Spice on Clinton's involvement with Russia.
Last year, not last decade, Tony Podesta lobbied against sanctions for Russia's largest bank.
And this is sad abuse they could sell Hungary.
Sad abuse. It's hell on Greece.
Huh.
Sad abuse. It's hell on Greece.
I'll be bothered.
Sad abuse. It's hell on Greece.
Strange reversal. I have no idea what that would mean. Sad abuse. They could sell Hungary. I'm lost. All right, here we have another one on Sean Spicer.
So it's not even close. That's what we're talking about now isn't even close to her most significant role with respect to Russia.
And the wall, make it in his summary.
The wall, make it in his summary.
The wall, make it end of his summer. The wall, make it end of his summer.
Could we make it end his summary?
The wall, make it end of his summer.
The wall, make it end of his summer. The wall, make it end of his summer.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he's thinking about the wall that Trump is allegedly going to build. Priced at what? $24 billion or something crazy like that now? All right. You know, I had a reversal on that when he said he was going to get Mexico to pay for it. And the reversal was something like they won't ever do it or they won't pay or it was something like that. I'd have to try. I don't know where that would be now. I've played it on the show. They won't ever do it or something like that. Anyway. Here's the next one forwards.
You look at the acting Obama CIA director, said that there's smoke, but there's no fire. Senator Tom Cotton, not that I'm seeing and not that I'm aware of.
And a firewoman on her knees.
Firewoman on her knees.
Huh.
Firewoman on her knees. Firewoman on her knees.
Well, well, how bizarre is that? These are just a bunch of bizarre reversals. Here's another one.
There's also a lot of interesting news coming out of that in terms of the activities that have gone on to reveal the information on American citizens that have been part of this, particularly General Flynn. There's a lot of things that aren't being covered in this hearing that I think are interesting.
This one says, say they're off my business.
Say they're off my business.
Huh.
Say they're off my business. Say they're off my business.
Huh. Yeah, well, they were just a bunch of really bad reversals. Look, here's another really weird one.
Right, and I'm not aware of any at this time, but even General Flynn was a volunteer of the campaign.
And you need to masturbate.
You need to masturbate.
You need to masturbate. You need to masturbate.
Yeah, well, there you go. That would go as the weirdest reversal of the week. If there's such a thing as the weirdest reversal week, this is it. You need to masturbate.
You need to masturbate.
You need to masturbate. You need to masturbate.
Well, I have no idea. There we go. Hey, I'm lost on these reversals today, folks. These are a bunch of really quite bizarre reversals on Sean Spicer and others. And if I can get my mouse to scroll down the page, I'll be able to play you some more. This is out of order. This is one from The Doors, a vocal track on The Doors. Okay.
When your strange faces come out of the rain, when you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
And this reversal is your single, Yeah, Lucifer.
Yeah, single, Yeah, Lucifer.
Huh. Well, there you go. Jim Morrison, your single, Yeah, Lucifer. There you go, folks. Satanic message on rock and roll. There we go. That proves it. All right. Here's Trump reversing Obama's climate change rule. Here we go.
States and local communities know what is best for them. They understand it. They get it. They've been doing it for a long time.
And this is, did I get an answer?
Did I get an answer?
Huh.
Did I get an answer?
Yeah, well, that's certainly true. All right, and let me see. I'm just going to move out here. All right, here we have the next one. Let's run this forward.
I want to just thank everybody in this room. You're all very special people. In particular, I want to thank the miners. You know, my guys, they'll get enough thanks.
And this is...
I want to just thank everybody in this room. You're all very special people.
I'm sorry, my mouse again. And this is No Worry.
No Worry.
No Worry. No Worry.
Yeah, of course, he's putting the miners back to work. So he's talking to the miners, okay? So there's No Worry. All right, here's the next one.
Ford just made that announcement. It's a great announcement. It's a very important announcement. It means jobs, jobs, jobs.
And this reversal. And this reversal, if I can get my mouse to stay, this is just driving me crazy. I wonder why my mouse is doing this. Smash, 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 we did sign it.
Smash, smash, smash,
Nimbus Island. Smash, 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 Nimbus Island. Yeah, there we go. Okay. And then we've got Trump with the Fraternal Order of Police.
In Alabama, he was the attorney general. He was a U.S. attorney. And a lot of people don't know that. They know him as the senator. But the law enforcement people knew him more even as the others. So
this says, force their lies enemy.
Force their lies enemy.
Huh, well, so who's the enemy? Force their lies enemy.
Force their lies enemy.
So you'd have to know what he was talking about. And here's the next reversal straight after. Wow, this is an interesting one.
In too many of our communities, violent crime is on the rise. And in too many places, our citizens have not been safe for a very, very long time. These are the painful realities many in Washington do not want to talk about. They just don't want to hear about it. And we have seen that. We've seen it all over.
This one says, damn Israel.
Israel.
Supposed to be Israel's friend, Trump. I see he's just declared Jerusalem the capital of Israel. That's going to cause a few little people to get upset in the Middle East. Quite a radical, dramatic move. That one. Okay, all right. Here we have some on Trump, and I got Trump Maria 1. I don't know who Trump Maria is. Anyway, let's play these on Trump. Here's the first one.
Did you authorize it, sir?
Everybody knows exactly what happened, so, and what I do is I authorize my military.
And this one says, force the battle. Yeah, well, that one's fairly obvious. And the next one?
So that we get great tax reform. So we're going to have a phenomenal tax reform, but I have to do health care first.
And here he says, gonna mine the fear.
Gonna mine the fear.
And here we have the next one.
I have so many people that want to come into this administration. They're so excited about this administration and what's happening. Bankers, law enforcement people, everybody wants.
This one says, hear the past, I want to share, send in my sin.
Hear the past, I want to share, send in my sin.
Versals don't usually come that long. Normally short, sharp. That's a fairly long one. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 words. That's long for a versal. I'll play it again. Hear the past. I want to share. Send in my sin.
Hear the past. Don't want to share. Sin.
Yep, there we go. All right, okay. And next one along is forward.
What are we doing right now in terms of North Korea?
You never know, do you? You never know.
That's all you're going to
say. You
know,
I don't talk about the military. Yes. I'm not like Obama where they talk about in 4 months we're raiding.
Interesting. Here he says, I'm not going to go in the public. Oh, well, that just means he's not going to go publicly with what his ideas in North Korea are. So I'm not going to go in the public. I'm sorry, I'm not going to go in the public. And next one along.
Healthcare has been going along. You know, it's a negotiation. That's what I do. And it's just a negotiation. And it's going to take a little while longer. But as you're probably hearing, Congress is coming along. We have some great people at Congress. They want it to happen. We will have no Democrats. Zero.
This is the bad to know it's Iraq.
Yeah, my head and a whistle mark.
Huh.
Yeah, my head and a whistle mark. Yeah, my head and a whistle mark.
Interesting. Interesting. Huh. I wonder what he's thinking about Iraq for. All right, here's the next one.
That money's coming back. We're going to charge a very small tax on that money, and the companies are going to bring that money back into the United States and do lots of good things with it. Right now, they can't bring it back.
This one is, I see the buck in that. I see the buck in that. All right, okay. Well, that stopped halfway through. Anyway, there you go. All right, so let's see what else we've got on Trump here. And this is the next one.
When I didn't make the deadline, although I was just negotiating. Don't forget, I said withdraw. I didn't even say take a vote. I say withdraw. Well, that same thing is being negotiated.
This one says, they said I will get this.
Yes, sir, I would get this.
Huh.
Yes, sir, I would get this. Yes, sir, I would get this.
I said I will get this. And here's the next one.
He was going to be overthrown. I thought he was gone. He had another week. I mean, he was finished. He had nothing. Nothing. And then Russia came in and saved him. And then Obama made one of the worst deals in history with the Iran deal.
And this is, they make a show?
They make a show.
Huh.
They make a show. They make a show.
Yeah, well, there we go. Nice and clear. I guess he's just saying it was all a show. Okay. Here's Trump attacking Syria.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
And this one says, seeing that helps, it hurt.
Seeing that helps, it hurt.
Huh.
Seeing that helps, it hurt. Seeing that helps, it hurt.
Huh. Okay, well, I guess the attack on Syria is what he believes it helps, and of course, what Assad did, it hurt. So seeing that helps, it hurt. Makes complete sense.
Seeing that helps, it hurt.
Seeing that helps, it hurt. Seeing that helps, it hurt.
Yep. And next one along on Trump is this one here.
No, North Korea is a problem. The problem will be taken care of. I will say this. I think China has really been working very hard.
But here he says, see, they're slow.
See, they're slow.
See, they're slow. See, they're slow.
I presume that would be referring to China. Let's just play it that bit forwards.
We'll say this.
Yeah, I see, they're slow.
See, they're slow.
See, they're slow. See, they're slow.
Okay, and then the next one along is, oh, that's all I got on Trump for April. All right, here I've got Bashar al-Assad on accusations.
A bomb that's been killing civilians indiscriminately and that opposed the Western narrative. I'll show you the contradiction.
And this one says, it's a mob.
It's a mob.
It's a mob. It's a move.
Yeah, okay. And here we have... Huh, I don't know what these are. Chet, hear the muck.
From the job agency, he said...
Oh, this is a client file. Talking about client reversal, this is a client reversal I got permission to use.
From the job agency, he said he was in contact with the company. And it came back with positive results. But however, I am the first interviewer that they've had.
And this one says, hear the muck.
Hear the muck.
Huh.
Hear the muck. Hear the muck.
And here's the next one.
Interesting, actually. I need to bring it up. Let me have a reminder of it.
This is heel shatter.
Heel shatter.
Heel shatter. Heel shatter.
So here the mark, negative emotions, heel shatter, is not predicting a good outcome. Here's the next one.
Can we focus to make that happen, but ask the unconscious to help me to make that happen? Is that...
And this is a damn, this, the love humor.
I am the center of humor.
Yeah.
I am the center of humor.
Yeah.
I am the center of humor.
Yep. That's nice and clear there. And then we've got the next one along.
But I'm stopping myself from even doing that. Reverse speech. I'm just inches away from completing the reverse speech to become an analysis.
This one says, I'm nude living.
I knew it living.
Okay. Nude, exposed, not liking it, feeling vulnerable. I'm nude living.
I knew it living.
Here we have another one.
Which other means there is. I'm winning the jackpot. Money's got to come to me somehow now. It's getting to a point. Like, gosh, I'm going to start worrying.
And this one says, I must see this muck.
I must see this muck.
Wow.
I must see this muck. I must see this muck.
Yeah, that's certainly there. And here we have the next one.
Got no idea. Wish I could. What else can I do? I don't know. Internet marketing that I've been studying recently could do something on that side of it.
This one says, lay down soul.
Lay down soul.
Yeah, there it is. Lay down soul. And here we have another one.
And a reversal, like the metal that I was listening to, the first one, I thought it was really good and I felt like I welcomed it, but a reversal saying that I was
This one says, now surf with this.
Now surf with this.
In other words, flow with it. Go with the flow. Okay. And here's the next one. We'll run this one forward.
And I hardly ever get anything like this wrong. I'm always on time with the maintenance.
And this one is, see this man with the mask. Yep, all right, okay. And then the lucky last reversal on this one.
And the impact I want to make on the world.
This one says, whirlwind again.
Whirlwind again.
Yeah, there we go, whirlwind again. Whirlwind, another common metaphor, our energy, our life force. Verse 3 talks about how we create and manifest through the whirlwind. I'm going to talk all about this in my latest book, The Still Small Voice Within, which I have started to write, but I must admit I've only just started. I've still got a lot more work to do. All right, and here we have Mattis. Let's run it forwards.
In response to the attack, our government began a deliberate process led by the National Security Council to recommend diplomatic and military options to the president. We met over several days, and I spoke with some of our allies. The National Security Council considered the near century-old international prohibition against the use of chemical weapons, the Syrian regime's repeated violations of that international law, and the inexplicably ruthless murders the regime had committed.
And this one says, won't shine on it lawyers.
Won't shine on it lawyers.
Yeah, there we go. Won't shine on it lawyers. And here's John McCain.
You totally disagree with your Republican colleague, Senator Rand Paul, on this issue. Not the first time. I'll read to you what statement he released. Mm-hmm.
This one says, shit sinner.
Shit sinner.
Huh.
Shit sinner. Shit sinner.
Yeah, I guess so. And here we have McCain again.
Our prior interventions in this region have done nothing to make us safer, and Syria will be no different. Your reaction?
I don't really react to Senator Paul. We're just too different, and he doesn't have any real influence.
And the reversal says, the law burn us.
The law burn us.
The law burn us. The law burn us.
Anyway, folks, we'll be back right after this break. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts. that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless